The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The average age of taxi drivers in Ireland is over 50, and there's an appeal for young motorists to consider it as an option for a career. Now, many of us have experienced the frustration of not being able to get a taxi home, but now there's a fear of an even greater shortage that could be on the way if the ranks don't manage to recruit new young drivers. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking at the challenges of becoming a taxi driver in Ireland.
The problem with going into the taxi industry now is if you try to go in, you need to go in electric. So what 21, 23, 25, 27, 29 year old is going to get the bank to cover them to get that?
So yourself, would you ever consider being a taxi driver?
Yeah. Driving around town all day, playing, listening to music, that's no bother to me, lad. I'll do that all day, every day. But sure, I can't drive yet.
You can't drive yet?
No, I'm only 18.
All right, but you're going to go off and get the licence?
Sure, that's the plan, anyway. Yeah. Get the theory test done, get me driver's licence, and sure, my uncle's a taxi driver.
All right, so he could show you the ropes.
Exactly, you get taxis every day anyway, so wouldn't mind being a taxi driver.
What do you think of being a taxi driver? Is there ever something that crossed your mind?
Well, funny enough, my granddad actually was a taxi driver in Dublin City Centre for about 20 or 30 years.
You didn't want that?
Never, no. I mean, I'm in university, so I've kind of got bigger prospects than that, but I mean, if it paid well, I would definitely see the appeal in it, you know? I'd have to look into it, see how much it pays a bit more, but if it paid well, do you know what? I wouldn't knock it till I try it.
The demand for taxis is rising, but the supply of young drivers is fading. With a shortage of cabs across the country, there's an appeal for young motorists to consider it as a way of making a living.
I suppose what we're seeing is real variations in supply. So, you know, if you're trying to get a taxi on a Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, you might be all right. You might be able to get one through the apps within 5-10 minutes or on the streets fairly easily. On the other hand, if you're trying to get a taxi even 7-8 p.m. On a Friday night, Saturday night, and then for the rest of the night through, you'll really struggle.
What kind of shortages of taxis are there out there?
What we're seeing at the peak times is between 30 to 40% shortage, in that people are trying to use the apps, they're trying to get a taxi from A to B, and they're not able to. It's just not a functioning system at the moment, and it certainly needs some changes.
Aisling Dunn is head of public policy for Bolt Ireland. The taxi app is monitoring the demand for services, and Aisling says there's a clear common trend when it comes to age.
So the average age of taxi drivers in Ireland is over 50, which is completely out of step with the rest of Europe. And I suppose what we see is that it's an ageing population for those who are in the taxi industry. We worry about where that's leading us in 10, 15 years. We already have supply shortages. How bad's it going to be as some of these older drivers retire and decide not to continue working? So we really need to find a way to get younger people into the industry to grow the existing supply of taxis and make sure that we've got long-term plan in place.
So what is the way? What would you like to see being done to attract more younger people into it?
So the Irish industry, to enter as a taxi driver, there are a lot of barriers there, and there's significant kind of cost barriers and time barriers. So for example, if you're a new taxi driver, you have to have a wheelchair accessible taxi. Now, to do that, you can either buy one up front. They cost about €70,000. That's a massive outlay for people who are in their 20s and 30s and thinking about entering this industry. Or alternatively, you can rent them. There isn't a massive supply, but you can rent them. But again, it's a big monthly outlay for people who maybe aren't sure if this is going to be a long-term career. We also in Ireland have a local area knowledge test, which has been in existence for decades. It's something that most of the European countries have either amended to make less difficult because of SatNav and because of the rise of GPS and the apps, or they've removed it entirely. In Ireland, the pass rate for first-time entrants is 37%. So I think those two obstacles are really stopping people who might be interested in seeing if this is a profession that makes sense for them, works for them.
More flexibility at the initial investment point is a huge factor. But what about the current drivers who've been taking fares for years? Do they think it's an accessible industry?
Malcolm, I've been doing it for the last 10 years. It seems to be getting easier, you know. It's not that hard to get a taxi, you know. The only thing at the moment is probably renting, and then insurance is the biggest problem for young drivers, you know.
So it's not that hard, but it's just actually trying to attract the drivers in to consider it as a job.
Yeah, I don't think young people want to drive taxis, you know. They all want to be lawyers and
fancy jobs.
Yeah, that's what it is. They don't want to be stuck in with drunk people, yeah.
And what, did you have a job? You said this would be kind of something like a side gig, is it?
I was a truck driver before this.
Yeah. So you've been on the road all your life?
For a while, yeah.
You viewed it as an option that you can kind of be your own boss?
I chose taxiing because of the times I could work. To work around my son. you know, in school, you know.
And where do you see it going? If the average age of taxi drivers is over 50, will that kind of continue to be that way, that people will do it in semi-retirement? Or
there's a lot of foreign lads coming out in now, and they're all young enough, you know, so I think we'll be here for a while, yeah.
Eugene O'Neill, I'm from the Liberties, and I'm 20 years driving.
20 years driving taxis. And
taxis, and 60 years driving.
From when you started, when you came into it, has it become more difficult to attract younger drivers?
No, it's always the same. I worked in the bar business for years and years, and I used to meet them coming into the pub, and they were always that age. You know?
Always around 50 plus?
Around, yeah. They were after doing a career somewhere else, and then they go into it, you know?
Why, they view it as kind of more flexibility, they can choose their own hours.
It's flexibility, yeah, yeah, and grandkids, they might be minding grandkids and all that kind of thing, yeah. They have to pick them up a couple of days from school, like myself.
But they say there's a shortage of taxis out there. Where do you see the industry going?
Oh, it's like, no one wants to work nights anymore, yeah. I only work a few hours during the day. I'm at that stage in my life now, yeah.
Well, what do you think could be done to attract young people into it?
Well, why don't you take up taxi?
Why don't I take it up? Yeah. I'm too busy talking to you taxi drivers.
You do a bit of work then. You meet a lot of interesting people.
Have you met a lot of characters over the years?
Oh, yes. From billionaires to paupers.
Now, even though the average age of taxi drivers is over 50, there are still some young entrepreneurs bucking the trend. I'm off to meet 21-year-old Abby Marr, who's been following in her father's footsteps.
Abby, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good, good. So, Abby, you must be one of the youngest taxi drivers in the country, are you?
Probably. I think I am. I was 19 when I started out as a taxi driver.
19, so you must have been into your driving, or you had a good business head on you from a young age?
Yeah, I started driving when I was 17. I kind of started doing delivery driving and stuff, like, on the side of my normal job. And then I kind of got into taxi then, like, down the line.
And what made you decide that you were going to go at this full time?
Well, my dad, it was his idea for me to get into it because he's doing it 18 years now. He's still doing it now. And he just suggested, oh, you like driving so much. Would you not do taxi? You love the job. You love the flexibility. You don't need to ask for time off. You can pick and choose your own hours. So I thought about it and I thought, oh, I've nothing to lose if I just give it a go.
And here you are now.
Here I am now, a year and a half later, nearly 2 years later, I'm doing it now.
Very good. And I suppose, as you said, they're the benefits of your own boss in a way. You can pick and choose.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I want to book a holiday tomorrow, I can book a holiday tomorrow and not have to tell anyone. It's great, the flexibility. If I wake up feeling a bit sick, I can choose not to work or all that. Like, it's really flexible.
And what's the reaction like you get from passengers then now when they jump in the back of the car?
I get the same, like, oh, very unusual to have a female driver. It's not even a young female. It's more so, I think, females in general, because there isn't as many. Everyone is like, oh, how old are you? You look really young. You look really young and stuff like that.
I must ask, do you feel safe then, out and about?
To be honest, yeah, I do feel safe. It's probably the most asked question I do get. I was working doing chipper deliveries, and that job was a little bit more, kind of want to say intimidating than doing taxi driving, because I didn't have a choice and where I went and whose house I was knocking on, and I was delivering at like say 12, 1 in the morning, while with taxi I get way more of a say and a choice in what I do. So overall I think it's safe. I work on the apps most of the time. It's all tracked, it's all prepaid, it's pretty safe overall.
You're able to take more precautions,
like, yeah.
And would you work the nights then, or?
The odd time I would, yeah, like between days and nights, I don't really see much of a difference because I kind of have the same kind of crowd during the day and in the evening.
What did you find were some of the main challenges when trying to become a full-time taxi driver?
To be honest, I was very fortunate that I had my dad's plate to rent. Otherwise, if I didn't have any family in the taxi business where I couldn't have access to a plate, I would have had to purchase a wheelchair accessible plate and a wheelchair accessible car, and the selection of wheelchair cars aren't really great at all. So if there was anyone looking to get into it, getting a car on the road is the hardest part, I would say, for sure.
Abby has racked up over 12,000 followers from documenting her travels in her Toyota taxi, and she has no regrets.
It was hard to pass the test. I did fail it twice, but once you have it, you have it for life then, so it's grand.
What would you say to anyone else your own age considering giving it a go?
I'd go for it, and don't let anyone else's opinions about taxi driving get in the way, because I'm doing it nearly 2 years and I could see myself doing it for the next 5 years, and there isn't a more flexible job than this one.
It's safe to say Abby is a unique taxi driver. But for those who've been on the road a while, how do they see the future of the industry? Martin has been driving taxis for 16 years and says he's uncertain what will happen to his taxi plate.
Initial outlay is going to be quite large. Insurance, car, everything else. So, yeah.
It's going to be quite costly to get into it.
Definitely.
And looking around, like your fellow drivers, they say the average age is over 50 now. Are you seeing young faces come into it?
There are a few, but not as many as when I started. There was a lot younger guys doing it when I started.
And would there be anyone taking the plate after you?
The only thing I can do it is leave it to one of my kids. That's it. Like, you can't set it on anymore or anything like that. So it either dies when you die or you leave it on to somebody.
But do they have interest? Can you see them doing it?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. None of them have made an interest in it, but I'd probably just leave it to one of them and can do what they want with it then.
Well, you might have to bring your bunch out now for a few fares to get them into the swing of it.
Maybe.
You might get a taste for it.
They might. You never know. You never know.
Some of the taxi drivers on the streets of Dublin, ending that report from Josh Crosby. And so,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.